This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They're not dumb. They're stupid.
Thank you.
Don and Mike.
Thank you.
Oh, my God. What a dumb joke that was.
Hey, check out our website, donandmikewebsite.com. Got a lot of pictures there.
There's only one requirement. You got to be a fat girl.
They're there.
Yeah, we got them there, and we got lots of Photoshop.
Hearts will be broken, and dreams will be made.
Check it out. It's our website, donandmikewebsite.com. And now, with news and comments, here's the curly one.
Hi, Don and Mike.
What's happening, Pube?
Well, again, to repeat our update.
What's happening, Shorty?
You know what? The hair down there is actually straight. Only the hair on my head is curly.
That is a great deflection, Buzz.
Wasn't it? Didn't you think so?
Masterfully done.
Thank you. Again, updating our story about Michael Vick. Flashy Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio says that now Michael Vick is a person of interest in his jurisdiction in a dogfighting investigation.
We got to get Joe back on the show.
That'd be great. Also, the guys at training camp for the Falcons have been instructed not to talk to the media, and the media has been instructed to stay away from the players tomorrow at the first day of training camp until after the first session of training camp. And even then, the players have been told not to discuss the Michael Vick case.
I'd turn it into a positive. Turn him into the Atlanta Fighting Falcons. You know, just get a little pop,
A little sizzle.
Two fighting birds on the helmet. That'd
exactly.
But no matter how they try, they're not going to be able to get away from this because when the Falcons are like 0-14 with Joey retarded Harrington as their quarterback.
Will they make a move? Can they make a move?
They have to. Here's what I don't get. Dante Culpepper is out there.
Available.
He is signed by nobody. Why wouldn't you say to him right away, get your ass out of Jacksonville or wherever it is you're looking at, and come here right now.
He can even drive. It's close. Really. Jacksonville over to the Atlanta.
Yeah, because he was with Miami. Now he's thinking about signing with Jacksonville, but they've got like five quarterbacks in Jacksonville. Oh, who else did I hear? Tampa Bay is in the running for Dante Culpepper.
Mm-hmm.
Tampa Bay already has Chris Sims. They got Jeff Garcia. They traded for Jake Plummer. Even though he's retired, they've got the young guy, an Italian guy that's bald, that played a bunch of games for them last year.
It's the vote of confidence for Chris Sims, isn't it?
That would be.
Dante Culpepper
would be the fifth quarterback
That's deep.
That they have.
I think they'll make a move, don't you? I think the Falcons will definitely make a move. They have to.
I think that Joey Harrington is not half bad.
Mm-hmm.
Did not have good either.
Well, we'll have to wait and see.
Well, anyway, Michael Vick will be in court tomorrow, of course. And now, we told you recently that MySpace was sifting through its membership looking for sex offenders and that it was finding some.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Oh, no.
That was just a random soundbite of a guy from MySpace.
Mm-hmm. Rubber band.
Hey, Don and Mike, shut up, hey? You bunch of hockey pucks.
That was wonderful,
Don. You will not believe the size of this hot dog when you see it.
How big is it?
I think we got a shot of it.
Okay.
You've never seen anything.
12 inches.
Well, the MySpace search is over, and guess how many registered sex offenders they've found and deleted now?
29,000?
That is correct. Attaboy, 29,000 guys. Winner. Guys who've been convicted of sex offenses, and they, in the investigation, they're still finding new ones on the list.
I will put you on my friends list.
It was my entire friends list. Now I got no one to talk to.
We're going
to
take a shower, both of us.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I'll be the one going to take off your clothes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
I will go till you tell me to stop.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Are you thinking you might want to have sex with me?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
Here's the best one.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm having trouble getting it in his mouth.
What are you frowning at?
He's grumbling.
Razzle, frazzle.
There are 600,000 registered sex offenders in the U.S. The minimum age for MySpace's 60 million members is 14, so there's no question that MySpace was a place for the hunter and
pretty
the
good.
Hunted.
Pretty good.
There's a predator right there.
Mm-hmm. MySpace being sued by the families of several teenaged girls who were sexually assaulted by MySpace predators. MySpace has since hired an outside company to screen its members for this exact thing.
CBS.
Now, because of the deal they made, you have to use AT&T to use an iPhone. The hype was so intense, AT&T believed it was betting on a sure thing. Experts estimated Apple would sell 500,000 to 1 million iPhones in just the first weekend. It sold 146,000. Today, AT&T is disappointed. Not a lot of new iPhone users have... Not a lot of new customers for AT&T out of this. Over at Apple, the stock value had been going up, up, up. But all that changed yesterday when Apple stock fell like Newton's apple, dropping 6% and devaluing the company by $7 billion.
Someone who sold their Apple stock last week would have sure made out like a bandit.
They sure would have.
If they had bought Apple stock when the iPod came out.
Mm-hmm.
How about that?
Mike said to me the other day, "Well, you have that stupid Apple sticker on your car.
Yeah.
They send that to you when you clean them out. When you sell all of your Apple stock, and then they desperately want you to buy more. They send you a goddamn sticker to put on your car.
Nice?
See ya, suckers. But I love my iPhone. It's great. I love it. It's perfect for me.
It looks cool. And although this was a dramatic story, I think AT&T and Apple are probably going to be just fine in the long run. In a small town in New Jersey, Verizon, meanwhile, is working with a local church to put up a very special cell phone tower. This one would be shaped like a cross.
Hey.
A cross 100 feet tall.
The crooked cross the Nazis flew.
Not the hammer.
What makes a Nazi?
And the
how does he get that way?
Sickle, too.
No, the Christian cross. A cross 100 feet tall in a residential neighborhood.
You don't like that, do you?
The town of Pequannock now has to decide if it wants more respect or fewer dropped calls.
Pequannock.
Mm-hmm.
I would take the better cell coverage.
A lot of people.
I'm serious.
Would. Yeah, a lot of people would. And by the way, this week's YouTube debate on CNN was watched by over 2.5 million people. And in case you're wondering, that's fewer than the number of people who watched last month's more traditional debate. Among the top Democratic presidential hopefuls, Hillary's in the lead, both in the polls and in the fundraising. Her campaign does accept donations from lobbyists.
What about the vagina?
This week, though, John Edwards returned to lobbyists the more than $3,000 they'd donated. Barack Obama, so far, has returned
$3,000?
$3,000 and change.
That's not that big a deal,
It really isn't. That's all he's gotten. And there are limits on how much special interest groups can donate.
Mm-hmm.
But these candidates, Edwards and Barack Obama, refusing all special interest donations. So far, Obama has returned $50,000 to special interest groups. In the month of May, at Fort Lewis in Washington State, they
pour some in my hand.
For
a dime.
For $1,000.
Come on, man. Help a brother.
Help a brother.
Come on now. Listen, you Jerry Curl win.
MF-er. But I'm Obama.
Pay me or get out.
But I'm Obama. And my children went to private schools.
You got change for 100?
Yeah, here's the serious.
Are you Christopher Rock?
Yes, I'm Christopher Rock. Yeah, we don't need any special interest money. We need the tossed salad man.
Tossed salad? That involves a man's rectum.
Everybody needs his porno stash. Just enough to get you by.
Like Batman.
Hey, Batman? Yes, sir. I'm Chris Rock. Time for me to make another movie. It's time to get out and make myself another movie. Because I need the money. You know, when you need money, you make a movie.
Hi, I'm David Stern. I'm from the planet Money.
Mm-hmm.
The planet Money with all that trouble, you big cracker.
Kind of a serious story here. In the month of May.
Serious.
Shh.
Serious.
Shh.
Is it serious money?
It is serious.
All right.
In the month of May, at Fort Lewis in Washington State, they lost 20 soldiers in Iraq. From just that one base in just 1 month, 20 funeral services. Going to funerals was actually getting in the way of the other work that needs to be done at Fort Lewis. So in that same month, the base announced a new policy. Monthly, single funeral services instead of a service for each soldier.
You're right, that is serious. Boy, that stinks.
How much does that suck?
Quoting the wife of a soldier.
Something stinks like stale French fries.
Hey, who's the commandant there? Tell him to go to hell.
Quoting the wife of a soldier who's still with us, if I lost my husband at the beginning of the month, what do you do? Wait till the end of the month? That's insane.
So they're having group funerals now?
Essentially, yes.
God.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's not, I mean, you're hearing all this stuff about these guys not being treated for post-traumatic stress disorder. You're seeing this, you know, these hearings they're having for this. And now you're not going to give the guy a funeral that is served as it just doesn't make sense.
On the bright side, McDonald's is bringing back the 42-ouncer. 42 ounces of frosty beverage.
Well, I feel better now.
Who has this bladder anyway that holds 42 ounces?
Hi there, you're looking at him.
Most of the
I'm a camel, Buzz. I swear to God.
You can hold a lot?
Oh, yes, I can.
For a long time?
Yes, I can.
Just like a camel.
Only one question comes to mind.
Does that mean you're really thirsty?
Most of the bad publicity McDonald's got from the movie Super Size Me has faded now, and the sales figures at McDonald's have faded, too.
I'll always get mad at that guy in that movie for throwing up after he ate the double quarter pounder with cheese. Or was it a Big Mac that he ate? Remember when he threw up in that documentary?
It all looked so good after day five.
I just didn't buy it. I think he forced himself to throw up.
Plus, what about when he's in there with the doctor, and the doctor's like saying, "You are going to die, young man. You're right. Going to die, young man." And when they were doing a story about McDonald's on TV today, mm-hmm. with all the changes that they've made or haven't.
Was that not a commercial for McDonald's? Was that an incredible commercial for McDonald's?
On the Today Show.
Right.
But you know what else, though? What I love is when they talk about the obesity problem in America.
Right.
They never show the faces.
Pixelated.
Right.
They don't pixelate.
Or shoot low.
They don't show the front normally.
Right.
They see the back of someone's head. Mm-hmm. And you know what's happening now? Either I'm getting fatter or America's getting fatter. But a couple of the ladies that they had on today,
yeah.
I would not qualify as fat.
Right.
But they were running them in the stock footage of fat people saying how obese we are. I mean, like, there was one that was like, "Oh, my God, right. Yes." But then there was like a sloppy Drew Barrymore, mm-hmm. and just because she had let herself go a little bit.
They always have that shot of somebody's ass walking down Avenue of the Americas, you know, where they show that the Americans are getting fatter, and you see this just giant ass
jello.
Yeah.
It's always the guy that looks like Vito from The Sopranos.
Exactly.
Well, as you might guess, at McDonald's, the healthy stuff is not selling so well. The not-so-healthy stuff is selling better than ever. So the 42-ounce beverage is back. Fast food watchers are concerned. Quoting a McDonald's spokesman, though, people tend to drink more in the summer.
You know what I'd like to see them bring back? I know that they're doing this whole squishy thing, but I'd like to have the Diet Pepsi Slurpee come back, which is hard to find at a 7-Eleven.
That's because they
very
are,
hard
aren't
to
they
find.
Aligned with Coca-Cola?
Might be the Diet Coke one.
7-Eleven will horn it out.
It could either be Diet Pepsi, but it's the Diet Cola Slurpee, which is, I think, one of the greatest things ever invented, and you can never get them.
Really?
I've been to 7-Eleven. I'm always looking for them, and they don't have them. What they have is is it Crystal Light, which is the Crystal Light.
Crystal meth.
It's so concentrated.
I love a Crystal meth Slurpee.
That's
well, that you know makes you very energetic after you drink it.
Cable TV's Black Entertainment Television gets a lesson in political correctness.
This is Robert the Mailman.
When we continue.
That's right. Not funny.
Be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.